Honolulu Civil Beat regularly gives us our reality check, and today we follow up on a series about over-tourism. Kirsten Downey on the line with us this morning. Hi there.
Hello.
So you folks hosted a meeting in the community this week.
That's right. Civil Beat has been hosting a series of what we call our Civil Beat Cafes, Civil Cafes, where we gather people together to talk about issues of all kinds of things that are of common concern in Hawaii, things that our readers have written and told us about, and things that we've covered. And we've been writing a comprehensive series on all the ways that Hawaii is being pressured by the surge of tourism. And our reporter, Stuart Yurton, did a close-up look at Kailua and found that Kailua is one of the places that's been under the most strain. So we decided to do a civil cafe there on Wednesday night, and it drew hundreds of people.
Yes, it is amazing that we've hit a nerve on this, because I remember at another session that we did with Zocalo on overtourism, the numbers were huge of the people who were really interested.
Well, I feel like there's a part of the way is the structure of the government is in Hawaii, and with the strong county government, it makes it hard for local communities to have venues to talk about issues that just affect them. And I think people in Kailua were delighted to have a chance to gather and talk about an issue that wasn't Oahu-wide, but strictly focused on Kailua.
Right, because they have they've been feeling the pressure from the beaches in Lanikai, that parking issue, to the pillbox being worn down. I mean, so many stresses for that community.
Well, yes, and really Laura Thielen sort of set the stage for the whole event early on when she talked about how tourism has increased in her lifetime. She moved to Hawaii or moved to Kailua in the 60s, and back then the population of tourists was about 500,000 a year. It grew to 8 million by 2005 to 10 million this year, and she's projecting that they're going to have 12 million by 2020. And she noted that with all that time, with all that surge of tourism, the street infrastructure has never changed. We've never been able to update it to accommodate that huge swell and growth of visitors.
Right. And, you know, they're feeling, I think, what the North Shore has been feeling for decades, where everybody wants to go up to see the big waves on the North Shore, and there's just that little highway. But yeah, it's tough.
They feel overwhelmed. They feel like it's out of control. And they also feel very nostalgic for the past. I think that was one of the things that was sort of touching about the events, is people wanting to reminisce about a time that you could walk into Long's Drugs and know a lot of the people that were there, the other customers and the staff as well. Whereas now when you go to Long's, it's going to be full of tourists.
Right. And it's just certainly changed from being that sleepy town to an area that's just inundated with vacation rentals, and that's also helped to bring things in. So really, it's a complicated issue.
Well, the vacation rentals thing, at least with the group that gathered for our event on Wednesday night, the vacation rentals debate is, it's very clear in their minds that they're bad, that they've been bad. 85% of the attendees, we did a cell phone poll that allowed people to give their opinions on different things that have happened in Kailua, and 85% of them thought that the explosion of vacation rentals had been bad for Kailua. They also, 85% also said that they believed that Kailua was being managed by government officials primarily for the benefit of tourists and not for the benefit of local residents. And in fact, went so far as to say they thought it was just simply mismanaged.
And that's really the key, is how do we manage the numbers better?
That's right. And some of the things that people were putting on the table were ideas like creating smartphone apps that could track where tourists go, charge them for use of certain facilities. Someone proposed gating off Lanikai and sort of turning Lanikai into sort of a national park where you have to pay admission to get in, or where you're able to exclude people from entry. So there was some enthusiasm for that, just for the fact that it would control the population, the surge of the tourists coming. But others pushed back and said, you know, one of the beauties of Hawaii has been that we've always had open access to our beaches and to our trails. And if we start to make charge everybody for them, it's going to be a loss of identity, a loss of a sense of communal enjoyment of the beauty and amenities of Hawaii.
And I think, you know, with what made Kailua and Lanikai so special, right? I mean, we had President Barack Obama stay in that area, and that drew even more attention and more curiosity about this town. But it was great that you folks were able to get the Harold Castle Foundation to provide a voice in that forum.
That was that was really interesting because, of course, the Castle Foundation had been the original landowner in Kailua, or let's say the landowner of the last 100 years, and sold land off to Alexander and Baldwin, which has been redeveloping and upgrading downtown Kailua. And of course, that's also been very controversial. So we were very glad that Castle participated and made the case for Alexander and Baldwin. But Alexander and Baldwin representatives chose not to attend. They said they had no one available to come and speak.
Yeah, but still, very important issue and very good to get the community feedback. Thanks so much, Kirsten.
Thank you.
That was Kirsten Downey with today's Reality Check. To read the stories related to the over-tourism issue, visit civilbeat.org.